Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? Byron Gonzalez here for a SoCal Sound session. It's a special on location. We're here at Estudio City because I am so happy to announce and introduce to you a band that you might have heard on my show, Bilingual Sounds, every so often. I've definitely been spinning their latest single a lot. I'm here to introduce to you a local band, The City. We got Jonah, Paquito, and Adrian. Thank you so much for welcoming us to your lovely home and studio.
Of course, anytime.
Thank you so much for having us, Byron. Yeah. Thank you so much, man.
It's been a long time coming. I've been supporting you guys for a while now, and I'm just happy to make this happen. Thank you again for welcoming this into your studio. I want to talk a little bit about it. It's very cool. Who had their hand in designing it?
Us.
Yeah.
All of you? Yeah, it was a collective effort?
Yeah. I mean, we were actually born in this room. We grew up here. Like, no joke. Like midwife and all.
Oh, wow.
So before this was this house, we had, it was a small, like, little one-bedroom house.
So a little background. Jonah and Adrian are brothers. Yes. He wasn't born here. Paquito was not born here.
He's from San Luis Potosí.
I'm from Mexico. Yeah.
So y'all are an independent band, and you know, we talk pretty often, and it's a struggle, right? How do you... I want to know from an indie band's perspective, like, how do you follow through every day to continue doing what you're doing? I hear the music, like, it's, for me, it must be easy for you. You sound good, but personally, like, yeah, how do you get through that struggle of the day in, day out? Like, we don't see that bad part of the band. We only see the good stuff. But can you explain a little bit about the bad stuff?
Honestly, I think it just comes from... It's a necessity that my soul needs, you know, is to make music every day. So it's not a struggle of, like, getting in here. I think it's more of a struggle, like, you know, when you start looking at it from a financial perspective. But we don't even, that doesn't matter to us, you know, because we're willing to go through it. And we're just pushing, right? How do you guys feel?
Yeah, you know, like, I guess it's like we're just all humans, you know. Thankfully, also, like, the support of the people who believe in this project has been able, you know, to fund, you know, our merch, to fund our expenses. So, you know, we tried to find a way to, like, circulate that same income of merch and stuff to make us survive within the band, you know, because then we also, like, ourselves, you know, cover our lives. But, you know, the band has to be, you know, like, you know,
covering itself.
And, you know, on the side, I'm teaching guitar lessons.
Okay.
Yeah.
So kind of still keeping it within music.
Yeah.
All type of drum geeks. You know, even playing quinceañeras. You know, like, I swear, you know, I'm a drummer. Playing church.
Yeah, I always say, like, living in LA is always like, you can't have just one job. No matter how good your job is. Like,
dude, at one point, I'm still working, you know, tons of different things. Yeah. Whenever the music stuff doesn't give, you know, you got to work outside of it, and it's all good.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know? You got to do what you have to do.
I'm a little curious, like, if music wasn't involved in your life, do you see yourself doing anything else? What, like, in an alternate universe, what would you think would you be doing? Or would you think that music is always a constant in your life? Like, if you can imagine something else.
Honestly, I personally can't imagine anything else, like, straight up.
That's great. It.
Yeah,
I think music is just so embedded in my DNA that...
Yeah. It is not.
Yeah, music.
Hard to imagine, right?
It is.
I mean, for me personally, you know, I can diversify, like, you know, entrepreneuring in business or something like that.
Yeah.
I also, before coming to the States, had to get, like, a business degree because of my dad.
Oh.
So, you know, sort of like, you know, I went with the band and, like, along, like, I'm never going to stop doing music, but I would definitely would love to, you know, like, open business or companies with the music.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's cool.
Type of thing.
Kind of let your business also involve with music and let the music flourish.
Exactly.
Correct.
Like, we would love to have a restaurant, for example. Like how the Foo Fighters have one. Oh, we've talked about it a lot. You know, like, we open, like, our own place and, you know, like, make it cool and shit. And maybe have a stage, you know, like, you know, and all that is, you
it's
know,
a venue restaurant type
of
thing.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, in many different things, but we want to do that too as the city.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I want to talk a little bit about your writing process. You have such interesting lyrics. What is your process? Like, who is the main principal songwriter? Is it a collective effort, or some people just bring, just give me, like, a wide
scope. Honestly, I feel like most of the time, you know, it comes from, like, an idea that either I bring to the table or one of these guys brings. And once we kind of have once one person kind of has that idea shape, you know, the rest of us kind of jump in and collaborate and make it happen and finish it off.
Okay. Well, yeah. I know that some songs, different people take vocal lead.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you decide who's going to sing what song? And
I think it just comes from the
happens, you know? Yeah. Just for example, sometimes I'll start writing a song on the guitar and then, you know, start singing melodies, lyrics, and then
even when we're tracking, you know, like, you know, like it randomly comes sometimes, like because the melody fits you better or fits Jonah better, so you know, just like,
voice, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like a lot of the time, sometimes it's like me just being like, oh shit, dude, this doesn't fit me. Like,
also, you do try it, so you like try things out.
Yeah. Exactly.
And vice versa.
We have like pretty different, I would say, tones in our vocals. Like, I definitely sing like more of the lower register, that type of, you know, that type of vibe where he kind of kills it more in like the higher and the that sweet tone type of thing. But together, we kind of found like this way to make it work. So.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it comes out organically and it sounds great on the final produced track.
Thank you, man.
I want to talk a lot about this new song, the recent song that you released, the Slow Motion Suicide.
Okay.
I really love the backstory of it. I try to tell it on the air, but it really doesn't do justice because I have to keep it short and sweet.
Yeah,
it's a long story,
but it's a fun story. I really loved it when you first told me. Can you tell the audience how that song came to be and why it came to be?
Well, actually, we were like jamming that one differently.
Yeah.
Because you were on keys.
I was playing the keys.
Also, you guys even rotate.
When
we're producing, sometimes he's the fucking lead guitarist. Sometimes
sometimes he drums.
That's cool.
But specifically on that song, it was like, I recall him being on keys, you were on guitar.
Yeah.
Daniel was on bass still. And I think I was just engineering.
Bro, we're talking this was like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like this track has been ready like for a while.
And it happened all in one
go.
Session.
Yeah. One go.
So yeah, literally.
Most of what you hear off that song was cut that same night.
Yeah.
And we did it in like, I'm not kidding, like an hour.
That's cool.
And then afterwards it was like, you know, adding very minimal things. And then in the process of like recording, I think an acoustic guitar, our dogs were howling in the background.
Oh, that's true.
And
made a little loop.
It was in
it was in
the key of the song, so we were like, you know, I found the part, you know, chopped it and like stuck it in the song.
They were
so
harmonizing. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, one note.
They know. The dogs know. Yeah. Even the dogs are musically.
I mean, they hear us all the time. So, probably
so we got our dogs on there too, which was kind of fun.
Funny.
But lyrically, I guess
the story
comes down to about 15 years ago, you know, when we were starting our musical journey. Our dad was always like huge on, you know, trying to introduce us to people that he knew that, you know, were musicians or songwriters and all that. And my dad was actually a therapist. He was a doctor in psychology. And a lot of his friends, I think, you know, he helped them out and things like that.
Yeah,
so,
like patients.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. Most of the time he was introducing his friends, you know. But I was about 10 years old and he brought us one of his friends named Jack Lee. This guy was a songwriter. In what, the 70s?
Yeah, like late 60s.
Yeah, you told me he
70s.
Wrote a Blondie song.
Yeah, he wrote
right?
a Blondie song called Hanging on the Telephone.
It was his song, he wrote it.
Right.
Hanging on the Telephone, and then I think Blondie covered it. So he wrote it with his band, The Nerves.
That's why he didn't write it specifically for Blondie.
No.
And then
Blondie, I'm sure, was like a fan of The Nerves or somehow listened to that song, found it, and was like, you know what, you gotta do a cover. And they made it even more popular than The Nerves did.
Of course.
Yeah. So then, you know, for some reason, you know, when I was writing lyrically, you know, the song, Slow Motion Suicide came to my head. And I remember I had like a really clear image of like him telling me as a kid, you know, I was 10 years old and he was chain smoking. And he was like, it was the first time we had like even met too. And he was just like chain smoking cigarettes. And he looked at me and he's like, you know what? Here's your first songwriting lesson. You see these cigarettes I'm smoking? And we're like, yeah. He's like, in songwriting, we wouldn't call it smoking. We'd call it slow motion suicide. Yeah. There you go. There's your next hit.
That's what I love. I'm sure that was like a click for you in your head,
right?
And he had
that smoker's, you know, that voice of like,
And
that's cool.
I don't know. For some reason, that like thought popped into my head. And I was like, dude, that's the line. Like,
yeah.
That's
but I'm sure just from that sentence alone, not related to the song, but relating to your songwriting, you're like, how can I make something like eating food, something like smoking a cigarette, poetic, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So.
And that's what he was always, you know, telling us when we were, you know, doing these little lessons.
That's really cool.
And I guess that once I, you know, solidified Slow Motion Suicide, it kind of gave me the second verse. So that's why I say his name was Jack.
I like that
but he
verse.
Looked more like a leaf.
Yeah, I like that
he's
one.
He's a walking cigarette. And the Nerves, which was his band, you know, won't stop if you leave me hanging on the telephone, which was the song he wrote.
It just kind of came accumulated. Yeah. That's so cool. That's very cool. Yeah. I do want to talk about, I know you were telling me a little bit of your set list. You do have an unreleased song that you're going to be playing. Can you explain that song? Give the audience, like, when they're about to hear it, they're going to perform in just a little bit. But give us the song title and what's it about. So when the audience finally hears it, like, okay, they can relate to it a little bit.
So the title is called Bittersweet Time Machine.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's literally about what we were talking about earlier, you know, the living the artist life,
okay,
the musician life, and working tons of different jobs.
Yeah, like, you know, the hustle, and, you know, like, Bittersweet Time Machine also makes a resemblance, like, of life, you know, because life, like, the time machine is a life and bittersweet, full of bittersweet moments, you know, good and bad. So I feel like, yeah, it resembles how we live.
Oh, 1,000%.
That's cool. How we got to where we are today.
Yeah, too.
And honestly, I think that song embodies a lot of, like, just what we've been through.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Since you have this new unreleased song and then you've been releasing singles, what's next for the city? Is there an EP in the works? Is there an album in the works?
There's definitely
what can you
a body
tell?
Of work.
Body of work.
There's definitely a body of work.
It's still undecided. Yeah. It's too early.
Yeah.
Okay.
What but I think
that's
the more
exciting.
We're just creating, the more that I think it's pushing a little bit more into an album at this point. But we'll see.
Hey, I'm down for an album. I'm down to play them.
We are too, man, but, you know, independently, it's a struggle.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of funding and...
Exactly.
You know, you still got to feed yourself and...
Yes.
But yeah.
But hopefully we'll get it there.
That's sick.
Yeah. It's going to happen one way or the other, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
You still have that energy, that strive for creating music. I do, with that kind of, I do want to know what, like, helps you, what wakes you up, what helps you wake up and continue? You know,
like,
what is
day to day? You're
saying day to day. What is your motivation behind the songwriting, behind making music, behind staying together as a band? If you're able to bring it down to a couple words, or like,
honestly, dude, there's just no other way.
Like, okay,
honestly, it's something we just have to do. You know,
yeah, I would probably be so depressed if I wasn't doing music.
The drummer of División Minúscula told me this: we're part of something bigger that we cannot comprehend. You know, and honestly, for me, it feels like that, because I've always done this of drumming and being, like, part of a band, because I want to also inspire kids, how, you know, I was inspired by, for example, name it Travis or Trey from Green Day, or, you know, people like that who, like, inspire me to do it. I just really want to give back.
Right.
You know, I changed my life because of them. So I really want to give back.
Yeah, instead of joining a gang or doing some bad
exactly.
stuff.
Follow a dream. Have like a purpose, you know, like it's part of kind of like that.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Gets you going, you know.
I do, since you were saying also that you're going to have a body of work, what has been inspiring this new body of work? What can we expect lyric-wise, theme-wise? Are you trying to do a concept album, or is this going to be like individual songs in their own little world?
I would say, honestly, it's a lot of nostalgia.
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
You've been reflecting a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of reflecting. I think we're also kind of just reaching that age where, you know, we're not kids anymore.
Yeah.
We're looking
back. It's also that age where it's like, you look back and it's like, okay, 5 years ago, okay, we were kids.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
But then also, like, you know, realizing, like, all right, we're adults. Like, we got to, like, handle it. We got to handle business. You know, we got to handle it all.
I'm just thinking.
You should do a cover. That's so cool. Well, just from hearing Slow Motion Suicide and a little bit of when you were doing sound check for your new song, there's a lot of those nostalgic grooves. I mean, yes. Slow Motion Suicide reminds me of like a Velvet Underground song, or Walking on the Wild Side.
Lou Reed.
That's a huge compliment. Yeah. Thank you.
So just that, like, I'm sure you.
Well, that's one of our favorite bands.
Yeah, there you go.
One of my favorite
songs.
Honestly, Lou Reed.
Bar none, right?
Yeah.
So
untouchable.
So did you guys like were listening to a lot of that music as you were?
Honestly, we weren't while we were creating, but it's just it's embedded in our DNA.
Yeah, it just comes out naturally. Yeah. It's like organic. Yeah. Like you didn't even mean to, and you're like, what?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Wait, where did that acoustic line come from?
Yeah,
that's
beautiful. Like 5 minutes up the whole track. It's back and it's like that same type of groove. You know, those little things that you can take from those certain songs that you love and grew up listening to. So.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So at the time of this taping, it might come out later, but is there anything, any shows that you're going to come up with? I know next week at the time of this taping, you're going to be playing with Ramona at the Peppermint Club. Yes. Any shows beyond that, that maybe the audience here in SoCal can catch you at and grab some tickets?
Right now we're in the talks.
Okay.
Nothing really solidified. We're still kind of, you know, pushing all that for the end of the year.
Okay.
But we're getting it all in
line. Okay, so end of the year, expect the city to play at a city near you. Yeah. I was like, am I repeating myself?
that's a cool ad, you know, we can use it.
They're coming to a city near you, at a venue near you. Make sure you follow them on Instagram, on social media. They're very active. You got a lot of cool content. Thank you guys for allowing us enter your space, your home, and right now you're going to play a couple songs for us. Yes. So let's get into that. Yeah.
No, thank you guys. Seriously. Yeah,
stick around. I mean, you just have to keep, don't press pause. Don't exit this browser. Just stick around. Enjoy the city. They're going to be fantastic. Thanks for watching.
This song is called Slow Motion Suicide. Fly by and you try hard, just stay high and ride along. Don't hit the brakes, just take a break. That's all it takes. We never slip up. You kiss the culprit and you know it.
I know it.
Don't be alarmed if you blow it.
Just smoke it.
It's cold.
Suicide,
and it's gone.
Slow motion suicide.
This song is called Bittersweet Time Machine. I live my life on a series of no sleep. My dead end job's knocking me off my feet. Daydreaming about all the places I can be. I'm jealous of the kids.
upside down. I've been here for a while, when will it turn around? Bittersweet time machine, won't you pull me out the stream? I lost enough, I worked all night. I hope I'll be alright. I hope I'll be alright. I hope I'll be alright. Oh baby, it's a bad dream. Oh baby, it's a horror scene.
Guys, this next song is in Espanol. It's called Quiero Hacerlo Lento.
Quiero ver tu cuerpo sobre el mío y poder tocarte cuando quiero sentirte. De madera con los techos hacia el cielo para poder contener nuestro amor. Quiero amarte despacio, quiero hacerlo muy lento. Quiero amarte despacio, quiero hacerlo. Quiero hacer todo lo que me dé las ganas con vos. Tus lindos labios, tocar el cielo y perderme en tu cuerpo, haciéndonos uno en el momento, dejarnos llevar por la noción del tiempo. Como quisiera que fuera solo mío, quererte y amarte noche y de día, cumplir todas tus fantasías, ser toda tu alegría y tu abrigo en épocas de frío, para que estés conmigo. Quiero amarte despacio, quiero hacerlo muy lento. Quiero amarte despacio, quiero hacerlo muy lento. Quiero amarte despacio, quiero hacerlo. Quiero hacerlo muy lento. Quiero hacer todo.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Byron Gonzalez. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.